Off the ball
on News Talk.
In association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favourite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.
You and I now are turning our attention to the FAI Cup final at the weekend.
Yeah.
Cork City beat Dundalk on penalties after going a goal down. It was a really tense match throughout. It's a historic double for Cork City. Mm. Lots of people very, very impressed with the Cork performance right across the season, and especially on Sunday coming back from that goal down. Even this fella.
Brilliant. Really good game. Good, tough on Dundalk, but I really enjoyed the occasion. I've been to the last few finals. John Caulfield, I think the players, I thought they were brilliant. Really fantastic. Good tension in the game, a lot at stake, and I really enjoyed it. I thought they'd done brilliant, really brilliant for Cork.
John Caulfield, really brilliant for Cork. Nice words to hear, I suspect.
Yeah, it's great, and you know, it's been, you know, a phenomenal season really for us. And you know, obviously, from the start of the season, we were our whole aim after winning the cup last year was to go for the league, and you know, we were really, really good. And you know, obviously, getting the cup final was a bonus, but to have the opportunity to, you know, win a double, first time in the club's history, you know, was phenomenal. And you know, to be fair, the support we've got all year has been brilliant. And even the other night, Monday night, we came home and, you know, we had 7,000 or 8,000 people up in the Grand Parade. It was just phenomenal.
John, it would have taken a brave man to stop you on your almost lap of honour of the pitch when once Kieran Sadley scored the winning penalty at the weekend. I saw bits on Twitter of you just doing running behind the goal, celebrating with the fans. It must have been a great moment for you.
Yeah, I suppose, Kevin, it was just a relief. And I suppose, you know, I played with the club for 16 years and I supported the club then for the next 10 years. And now you're the manager. I suppose, you know, in our history, we hadn't won very much, actually. Only won, you know, a couple of leagues and a couple of cups, so you know, it just shows. So I know what it feels like. I know, sort of, we you know, we've been close to trophies over the years and we haven't got there. So it was just a motion of relief on that. I don't think I was running that quick, though, Kevin. To be fair,
it looked quick.
Fastest
to me.
You've gone in about 20 years, I think, John. but I can imagine relief was the word, because doing the double would really cement the achievement of the league success, and losing to Dundalk in particular. Okay, it would have left a slightly bad taste in the mouth, I presume, from the overall point of view of the season. And also, you're down in that game for quite a long, you know, you've got a number of minutes to where it's tight and then you go goal down to really, it must cross your mind, oh damn, we're actually going to lose this one here. So all of that is kind of feeding into you sprinting around the pitch like a madman as well.
Yeah, I think absolutely. And I suppose, you know, it's the last game of your season.
Yeah.
You know, and after winning the league, you know, there's nothing worse, you know, if you were to lose the cup final, because it sticks in your gut all through the Christmas period until you get back into training next season. So certainly, you know, for the way we'd won the league, it would have been desperately disappointed if we had lost. You know, and I think on the other side of it, it was the fact that also, you know, we had all the Shawnee Maguire and Kevin O'Connor and the lads had left during the season, and you know, and these guys had got to the cup final since the lads had left. So I think there was, you know, another significant that, you know, the boys could actually win the double and win the cup, you know, on their own, because, you know, a lot of the season, while Shawnee was fantastic for us, you know, when he left, obviously we struggled for a while, but I think there was a, you know, a sense amongst the team that, you know, they'd won the cup without Shawnee, and I think there was a extra joy in that as well, you know.
Well, it was palpable. I mean, the quotes from all the players after the match, it was very obvious that they felt they hadn't received the credit they deserved. You've got the likes of Conor McCormack, every pundit, every journalist never gave us a chance all season. It's always a slightly strange one. Or Carl Shepherd, for winning the league, most people pat us on the back and say we crawled over the line. And then Stephen Beattie here. Here's an example. Like, in some ways on radio, it's better to hear. There's a bit of needle here. He definitely, Stephen Beattie, feels like Cork haven't got the credit they deserved.
Yeah, look, we got a bit of flack, and I don't mind saying it now. It was undeserved, you know. We took that to heart. You know, we lost Shawnee, Kev, Johnny Levy through injury, and there's a bit of disrespect there to us. You know, they're not the same team without the boys. They're this, they're that, and I think we shut up everyone today. You know, especially a few of the Dublin media had a populace, and I continue to have a populace. And I'm a Dub, and you only see that when you're down in Cork. There is a bit of bias there, you know. And I think, as I said, we quieted a lot of critics tonight.
You whipped up a nice siege mentality there. I listened to that and I thought, but like, Cork are not the same team without Shawnee Maguire. That's obvious, you know. That shouldn't be taken as a criticism of the lads.
No, I think sometimes, you know, the lads can be emotional, but you know, these guys are, you know, I've been training for the last 3 or 4 years. Fantastic guys, fantastic attitude, and I know how hard they work every day, and maybe you know, some are a bit emotional there, but at the same time, it's one of those ones. I keep saying in time when people look back, I think they'll see that this was an exceptional team. But at the same time, we did lose Shawnee. You lose a guy that scores you 20 goals. Any team that loses a guy like that is gonna suffer. But I suppose when in the bigger picture, I think the fact that these guys had been in the final and had got there without Shawnee, they'd won against Dundalk, I think it was significant. I think maybe that's where that came from. There was never, from my point of view, a siege mentality. And I know that being said, at the end of the day, as a manager, we just put the structures in place, and I have a fantastic management team. But the players have to deliver when they cross the line, and ultimately they have done that. And I suppose you can see that the BCD was a bit emotional, but at the same time, he's a phenomenal player for us and has been phenomenal for the last number of years. And they all play with their heart and their sleeve, and that's the reason they're winners.
If there is a Dublin media bias, and I'm not out there, I'm sure we all have our biases and prejudices in the coverage. What were the things that were said about Cork that you didn't like?
No, I don't think there's any bias. I think people have their own opinion, and obviously, reporters favour different clubs. That's fine. There's nothing. We have our own reporters down in Cork, and they obviously favour us, and that's just human nature. So yeah. I would never see that. I suppose what I wanted to make sure during the week was that, that our guys weren't getting sidetracked by anything that was said or anything like that. And because there was a lot of rubbish said, and there was certain things that were said which were totally lies. But at the same time...
Such as, John?
Why would you leak that one of our players has signed for the other team 4 days before the cup final? So there's stuff like that. And it's just trying to throw and distract. But, we just held our heads and avoided. And the most important thing for me with the players was just to ignore everything, just concentrate, get all the concentration ready for the game. Because last year, if you remember, coming into the game, the cup final, even when we won last year, in fairness to Dundalk, it was difficult because they'd been in Europe, and a lot of people are saying that they were tired in the cup final last year. So there's a lot for the lads to prove this year, and that's why I think winning Sunday was so significant for that group.
Because that leak about the player signing for Dundalk, even I was just talking to a journalist before coming on air, and he was fairly sure that was true. So clearly there's a miscommunication happening somewhere there. There is definitely a tetchy enough rivalry between Dundalk and Cork. To be honest, Stephen Kenny's comments about McNulty disrespecting past and present Lily Whites for singing a song and celebrating with the Franz and joining in the song was a bit over the top. I'm not saying...
I'll tell you one thing, Joe, basically. Dundalk are a phenomenal club. Their history shows that. Anyone that thinks that, a manager and our player think they're bigger than everyone, it's nuts. A manager or player is only passing through. The club are about the supporters. Dundalk have been a phenomenal club over their history. They have great managers, Jim McLaughlin, Thurlock O'Connor, Dermot Keighley. They have fantastic players, Martin Lawler, Tom McNulty, the late Barry Keogh. Phenomenal player. So, no one in my team or in our club would ever disrespect anyone. So just to put that in record and put it straight, Dundalk are a phenomenal club. So at the end of the day, and have had phenomenal people. So Dundalk haven't just won in the last 2 or 3 years. Dundalk have won trophies over decades, and they've had brilliant teams and brilliant managers. So from that point of view, whatever. They want to say, or their manager wants to say, that's up to him. But at the end of the day, from my own point of view, a lot of the stuff that was said was, it wasn't right. And I suppose managers have their own way of doing things. And
Yeah, fair enough. It's not what you would have done, you said there. Did you feel it went beyond the norm for what you can kind of characterise as mind games?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because you can't come out and tell a blatant lie about something but 12 months ago that never happened, and they know that, so at the end, and their players know that, and Stephen O'Donnell, who's an absolutely one of the best players ever in the league, a fantastic player and a fantastic captain, knows that. So it was it's wrong. Like at the end of the day, between both teams being competitive and a rivalry, of course any top two teams, there'll always be a bit of edge to the game, and that's what you want, and you'll always have that. But you have to have you can play mind games, but at the same time, don't tell lies about a player. Know what I mean? And that's that to me then is not right. And but look, it's you know, managers different, they have different ways of doing things. And well, certainly, you know, I personally, I wouldn't go down that road myself.
Yeah, John, let's just clarify things here for a second. That was Stephen Kenny saying somebody from the Cork bus called Stevie O'Donnell after the Cup final win last year.
Absolutely.
Okay, and you're saying that absolutely didn't happen?
Absolutely didn't, 100%.
Right.
And Stephen O'Donnell will verify that.
Okay. I just have the quote here because it's just really strange. Kenny saying you can have rivalries, teams don't like each other, that there's nothing strange about that. But there has to be respect. Not only that, but ringing Stephen O'Donnell last year after the Cup final when we were on the bus going back home and shouting down the phone, taunting Stephen O'Donnell. Stephen's probably the most successful captain of modern times, carries himself with dignity. But ringing down the phone, taunting on the phone, we had that. And then he says this wasn't a one-off. I think it's important to clarify. You're saying that did not happen. Nobody from the Cork team or squad rang Steve O'Donnell to taunt him.
Absolutely not. 100%. 100%. Absolutely okay. Not. Yes. We know that. Stephen O'Donnell knows that. That's Stephen O'Donnell. He come from that because he's a gentleman and he's been a brilliant player. And he knows that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it seems to have got... Like, even I noticed the Dundalk press release didn't actually congratulate Cork. And you didn't have the line, in football, you don't always get what you deserve. Today, the better team lost. It happens. We'll move on. Before I'm accused of taking the Cork side and everything... I think it probably has gone both ways in some respects. Like last year, in the Sligo game, there was a tweet from the Cork account saying, does anyone know the score in the Dundalk game? You know, clearly it's two teams and there's a big rivalry.
No, that isn't true.
Is that not true?
That was a guy from the Cork account. That was from a guy from his personal account who follows Cork City.
Okay, sorry, then I had that wrong.
No, it's okay, but you know that. That's right. Like, look, at the end of the day, Joe, the bottom line, and Kevin knows this, we're all brought up to be sports people. You know, the hardest thing is when you lose, you know, shake hands. But you have to do it as part of growing up. And it's, you know, when you're brought up to play sports, you have to take the good with the bad.
Yeah. But you know, John, you know, this rivalry, though, it just enhances something within the league, though, doesn't it? I think it is good for the game here that we have this rivalry, this bit of needle that's in the games as well.
Absolutely. You know, because at the end of the day, you know, that you look at... is there an edge between the teams? Of course there is, but that's what you want.
Yeah.
And, you want teams to be... honest, to have a go off each other, you know, to put the tackles in, have a crack, have that spice between. Of course, you do. That's what we all grew up want to do, and that's why sort of in the games between the two of us, because the two of us have been at the top for the last number of years. That's what you want. That's why I said before when people said, "Oh, it's the third year in a row that the same two teams are in the Cup final."
Yeah.
But my own opinion was, of course, that's what you want. The two best teams, and the edge is there, and you want to have that competitive. And I think, you know, in between both teams, there's massive respect between the players. You can see that because there's no faking injury and diving or any nonsense going on. It's just proper football. And of course, there's a bite and we all want that in our game.
Yeah, no, and really good quality too. Like, they're really good adverts for the game. Are you and Stephen Kenny at a point where you go in and can have a cup of tea or a glass of wine together, or is it probably a bit too competitive just now for that at the moment?
No, I speak to everyone, Joe. Basically, I'm very open guy. Obviously, the days of matches are different, you know, because, you know, you're concentrating on your own team and your own performance. But at the same time, you know, in League of Ireland, the League of Ireland management circle is quite small. You know, all the managers, you know, get on with each other. But it's a situation where, you know, a function of that, you meet the different managers. But generally, you know, you wouldn't meet them that often. You know, obviously, you'd meet them the day of a match, but generally, in the days of matches, managers just do the thing and go home, you know?
Yeah, for instance, at the weekend, I suspect you two did shake hands at full time at some stage and say well done and hard luck, or did you miss each other?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
John, you're saying that you've been in the club 4 years now. It's been pretty phenomenal 4 years, really. Now, you've had 100,000 people through the gates down at Turner's Cross this season. You're averaging 4,700. So how have you built the success and this legacy that you're building at the moment? How have you got to the level that you're at now?
I suppose, Kevin, in a nutshell, you probably just get players to buy into what you're trying to do, and you need quality players. But in the whole context of where we're at, Cork is unique in the sense that in Cork, people follow all sports, you know, whether it's hurling, Gaelic football, Munster rugby, soccer. Cork's about winning teams, and that's the way it is. And, you know, like if we're not in the top two next year, top three next year, challenging, our crowds will drop down to less than 2,000. That's just the reality of it. But at the same time, if you can generate and muster a good team together, and a fighting team and a passionate team, the people will follow you. And, you know, so so I suppose in the history of the club, since I've been there, the club were formed in 84, and there since 86. I know this because I was part of, as a player, as part of a supporter. So you know that if you can, you know, get a team that's up there, you know the people come up and support them. And that's why, you know, for us, it's a good period in the club's history. You know, we won the cup last year, the double this year. But the key for us as the management is we have to make sure that we keep the boys hungry and try the lads on, and new players that come into the team, that they have that hunger, and also make sure that we have our own underage lads coming through, which we have quite a few, that they can make the step up to it. So, it's nothing other than hard work, putting systems in place, and getting players who just buy into trying winning every week.
Yeah, well, look, it's been a brilliant job. I mean, you've done brilliantly right since when you've gone in there from day one. So congratulations. Double is a serious achievement, John. Thanks again.
Thanks, John.
Thanks so much, lads. Thanks.
Off the Ball on News Talk.
In association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favourite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.